Welcome to the Press Box on CKDJ 107.9.
Welcome back to the Press Box,
CKDJ's longest running show.
I'm Josh, that's Greg, this is Connor. Another flawless performance, boys.
Yeah, it's just
another one.
Might as well give ourselves a clap. That was great. Great job from us. Well, we're back. We missed a week last week because
I have a strained neck.
Yeah, Josh had a strained neck. I just didn't want to come in, and Connor wanted us to come in, but we never did. So
I'm really trying to move this show forward, but it's just
hard. We only have 5 weeks left, me and Greg. So yeah. Are you ready to take over the new year?
No, you guys are coming back.
Dude, that's going to be really hard because he's going to be in Marco.
You guys can call me if you want to call me, but I'm not going to be here. So
I'm not coming in.
Yeah.
We'll see.
I'll make pit stops in just to hang out with you, whatever.
But once you notice the show's not on air for about 8 weeks, you'll come in.
You think I'm going to listen?
Not on the station.
I'm going to stop where I finished. Anyways,
Smooth transition.
The last few days have been a little rough for my boy Gregory.
Yeah.
I thought he died.
Yeah, he did.
After a tragic...
He did. This is a new
A piece of him definitely did.
Yeah.
It's been a rough few days. That means Connor's scared.
Definitely one of the most annoying regular season losses I think I've experienced. If we just lost like that, I wouldn't be that annoyed, but it's more the sole fact we lost to the Jets the week before, and then again to the Vikings after we blew a 17-point lead in like a quarter. Not great. You know, it's hard to blow a 17-point lead in 15 minutes of action, but, you know, here we are. And then we lost in overtime. Joshua Allen threw two really bad interceptions. He also fumbled a snap on the goal line, which ended up keeping the Vikings in the game.
After we got that, like, we got the ball back off of, you know.
Yeah, we got the ball back because we got a fourth down stop on the goal line.
Which and was already like, up oh, we for won. Review. Yeah.
Guess what? No, we didn't. Because Josh dropped the snap, and then they picked it up for a touchdown. And then it was 30-27. We had, like, 40 seconds to drive down. No timeouts. And we ended up getting the field goal pretty easily. Drove down the field pretty easily. And then overtime hits. The Vikings get the ball and they literally drive for like 8 minutes. They took like the whole overtime away. Ended Smart. Up only kicking a field goal, which was a big dub. I was like, okay, we didn't let them score, so we're still in the game. And I don't know about you, Connor, but for me, I definitely thought there was no way we don't score a touchdown on that drive.
Yeah, I thought we were scoring.
Yeah, I was like, there's no way we lose now. And au contraire, we're driving down the whole field. The drive is really good. I'm pretty sure it only took us like a minute to get in their red zone.
Yeah.
And then Josh Allen decides to look at the end zone. He, like, pumps once. I don't really know what he was looking at. And then Patrick Peterson kind of just undercuts the throw that he made to Gabe Davis. And it was just right into Patrick Peterson's chest. Like, it literally looked like he threw it right to him. Yep. And, so that was tough.
The thing is, right idea, Gabe Davis was open.
He was for, like, a split second.
Though, if he would have led him, like, he would have caught that. But it was an absolutely horrible throw. Like, one of the worst throws I've seen Josh Allen make.
It was very bad. And it's not even been like...
And he fumbled too, which is just...
That was bad.
Two back-to-back weeks of Josh Allen's struggles.
It's been, honestly, I could argue three, because like in the Green Bay game, he looked good in the first half, and then in the second half he threw two interceptions. And then the Jets game, he threw two interceptions in that game too. So he's thrown six interceptions in the last 3 weeks.
Yeah,
which... It's very unlike Joshua Allen, because early in the year he's playing like an MVP candidate. He didn't really turn the ball over. The Bills' offense was kind of humming, and now it's still the offense has still looked pretty good. Like, we're driving really well. Like, the drives have looked really good, and then just backbreaking turnovers have kind of just ended the drives, which kind of sucks. And also, Justin Jefferson owns our entire franchise.
Bro,
by the way,
that was an insane catch. But it's bad defense. All that guy needed to do was knock the ball out of his friggin' hands.
Yeah, Cam Lewis decided to go for the interception. I don't really know why. It was 4th and 18. And we basically said, the plan was to just, you know, bat the ball down. And we did not bat the ball down because I don't know if it was here, but.
Yeah, we have the clip up on screen just watching. Yeah.
Yeah. He caught that.
Lost
ball
him.
On
4th and 18. It was all over my Twitter when it happened.
It was an insane catch. I'll give it to him.
I saw that and was like, Greg is flipping out right now.
Let me tell you, I'm not going to lie. This isn't recency bias. I think that was probably the best catch I've ever seen in my life. I'm really not kidding. That was better than the OBJ one. That was better than, look at this. There, he has two hands on the ball. He has one on the ground, Justin Jefferson. He's literally falling on his back, and he just takes it with one hand pretty much.
But it's like, seriously.
And on 4th and 18, too.
All you need to do is knock that down.
You just need to bat the ball down.
Like, look at it. It's in Lewis's hands.
Yeah, look, it's in his hands. It's literally in his hands.
And then he just gives it back to you. He's like, no, just take it right here. Like, just bat it down.
Yeah, all he has to do is literally just take a swipe at it, and it's on the ground, yeah. And then we get the ball, we win the game. And, no. But Justin Jefferson, he kind of got revenge for us because the pick that was used for Justin Jefferson was actually our draft pick. In the Stephon Diggs trade, we got that pick. We gave them that pick. And they
but Diggs balled out this game, too.
No, Diggs was good, too. I think that they both showed that the trade is definitely like one of the most even ones in history of the league. They both over had 100 yards. Diggs also had a one-handed catch, too, in the game.
Yeah, it was pretty sick. Yeah. But it was sick, but that catch is insane.
No, but that's like next level. Like there's a guy all over him. He's falling to the ground. That was absurd. But, Justin Jefferson, you know, owns our franchise. That's whatever. Got to respect it. You know, I don't really think we lost, per se, to the Vikings. We kind of just lost to
ourselves,
really. Yeah. Just bad turnovers, three bad turnovers. And, you know, just cleaning up next week, versus the Browns. And
if we lose against the Browns, it's you know what honestly, I find funny is that we're 6-3, yet we're still second in the power rankings. So that says
we're 6-3, and now we're third in our division. That's you know how sad that is? Because the Jets and the Dolphins have tiebreakers because they both beat us. Like, the Dolphins and the Jets and us, we're all 6-3, but they're both ahead of us because they beat us, so they have the tiebreaker. So we're third in the division. I couldn't really say I saw the Bills being third in the division at any point of the year this year, but here we are after you know, this some horrific performances for us.
Typical Buffalo.
So I also saw today that Tua has now a plus 600 for the MVP.
He
shot up. And then also last night, Monday, Eagles got their first loss.
Yep, I was just going to jump into that. So the Eagles have lost their first
game. To the Commanders, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. They this game was it was actually a really fun game to watch. I really didn't think Washington was going to be able to compete with the Eagles, but I was wrong because the whole game, I'm pretty sure, what was the time of possession? I don't know if it has it here. No, it doesn't have it here. Oh, yeah, it does right there. 40 minutes of time of possession. To the Eagles 19. So
that's crazy.
The Commanders did everything they did. They could possibly do right in order to win, and they did end up winning. It was kind of a close game. The score really doesn't tell the story because Washington scored like a last second touchdown after the Philadelphia was trying to just keep lateraling to keep the game alive, and then they ended up recovering it in the end zone. So this was actually a really close game, and the fact that the Eagles only lost this by that's not actually the real score. They only lost by one score, pretty much, and they only had the ball for 19 minutes. So, pretty wild that this game's even close.
Are you listening at all,
Connor? Yeah, yeah.
He's explained how it was literally a 3-point game, four-point game.
It was like a 3-point game
until literally 0-0, where the guy fumbled it in the end zone.
Yeah, I know, I saw it.
Yeah, so that's why it was like a one possession game.
It was actually crazy.
Yeah, but it's.
Oh, we're not gonna have a long sad. So, but yeah, it was wild. I can't really believe. I can't believe that Washington was the team to knock off the Eagles first. That was definitely unexpected. But it's kind of fitting because 2 years ago when the Steelers were 11-0, Washington also ended their undefeated streak. So Washington ended their streak, the Pittsburgh streak 2 years ago, and now they end the Philadelphia undefeated streak. So that's kind of cool. But yeah, really good game from Taylor Heineke and the boys.
Josh just sighed there. I think that's because he saw the Dallas Cowboys.
Yeah, we were winning
score.
That game. And then we just threw it away.
We're going to jump into that one too because that was also a really good game. The Cowboys and the Packers squared off.
Who got the start?
Looks like the Packers maybe back now.
Was it Cooper?
Or
was
it no, it was Dak.
That explains it.
Yeah, so Dak actually didn't play very well. He threw two interceptions.
What else is
What's new?
New?
Yeah.
And he did look good for like the first few drives. Tony Pollard honestly looked really good. He replaced Zeke because Zeke, I think he was up with a knee injury or like an ankle injury or something
again?
Like that.
Again?
Oh. Yeah, but he's going to be back next week, though. It's not like he's serious. But Tony Pollard.
Zeke hasn't even been good this year, so who cares?
Yeah, he has. And Tony Pollard's been way better than him. And he showed it here. He had 5 yards of carry, 115 yards on the ground. Looked really good. CeeDee Lamb also went off. He killed me in fantasy, so that was unappreciated.
If you weren't dead already.
Yeah, my week already sucked, but even that killed it even worse. 11 catches, 150 yards, 2 touchdowns. I want to say that's his career high for yards and catches in a game. Dalton Schultz looked good, and the defense did not look very good for and the Packers may be back. You know, they really struggled this year so far. They haven't looked good. Aaron Rodgers hasn't looked good, but this game, he went 14 for 20. I want to say that's like 76% completion. 224 yards, 3 touchdowns, and Aaron Jones was good on the ground. 6 yards of carry, And then Christian Watson, he was kind of a coming out party for him. He's a rookie in the league. He hasn't been very good. Connor, I know what you're going to say. Because you have the mind of a...
giving me these looks,
he has
man.
The mind of a 12-year-old, so that's how that goes. But Christian Watson, the rookie, he kind of... He looked like he was going to have a bad start to his career because his first career catch attempt was, I think it was like a deep ball against the Vikings. It went right through his hands, and Aaron Rodgers hasn't really trusted him since then. But now here we are 10 weeks into the season, and he had 4 catches, 107 yards, and 3 touchdowns. So, you know, he looks like he may be back on track. Aaron looks pretty good. The running game was good. And if the Packers can play like this, they can beat a lot of teams. But, Josh, what were your thoughts on this game for your boys?
I mean, we had it in the bag, and then we threw it in the fourth.
Yeah, kind of just choked it. Classic Cowboys fashion.
Yep, exactly.
But
other question I have for you boys. Mm. So since the CMC trade, 49ers are 2-0.
Mm-hmm.
What's the likelihood they go undefeated the remainder of the season? Because their schedule does not look too bad.
Can you tell me their opponents?
Yeah, give me 1 second. I just had it and decided to click out of it like a dummy. So they play Cardinals, Saints, Dolphins, Bucks, Seahawks, Commanders, Raiders, Cardinals again.
100%.
So
you think it's 100%? I think Dolphins and Bucks maybe make
no,
it
Dolphins.
But.
Dolphins tough. Bucks are looking well. I mean, they did absolutely crush the Seahawks, dude, but
Bucks are 2-0 since Brady's finalized the divorce. So his head's back in the game.
Maybe he's back, eh?
He's back in the game.
I don't know then, but the Niners look real good.
They do.
They look real good. They're running McCaffrey a lot more than I thought.
Okay, so they can definitely be okay. So they'll beat the Cardinals. They'll beat the Saints. Dolphins game's gonna be tough, but they're at home, so I think they'll beat the Bucks. They'll beat the Seahawks. Seahawks are not bad though.
They'll beat the Commanders.
They'll probably beat the Commanders. They'll beat the Raiders for sure. Yeah, they definitely could. They definitely could go.
Did you see Derek Carr crying? Because like the Raiders are bad or
they
something.
Stink, yes.
Yeah, that is.
Like I saw that and I was like, man, it's kind of crazy because I thought the Raiders were gonna be pretty good this year because they had some. I mean, they traded for Davante Adams.
That's like the worst trade ever for both parties.
He's been pretty good on the Raiders, but yeah, in terms of wins,
yeah,
it's been bad for both. Yes, and the Packers also don't have any like really. They don't have like a main receiving target now that Devontae's gone. So definitely kind of not a great trade so far. But yeah, the Raiders are actually in line to get a top three pick now. So if they get a top three pick this year, they might be pretty good next year. We'll see. But
it's just crazy that they're bad this year, and so are the Broncos.
Yeah, I don't think anybody was expecting.
No, that is a fleece.
Yeah, they made two big trades. Like, both those teams made two massive trades. Everyone thought that division was going to be stacked, or, like, that conference. And
who did Packers get for Devontae?
I think they got, like, a first-round pick.
Why did they trade him? Couldn't afford him? Or
I don't think he wanted to re-sign in Green Bay.
In Wisconsin?
Because I'm pretty sure from what I remember, he said he doesn't want to be in Green Bay if Aaron's not going to be there, and Aaron's contract is up after this year, I think, or next year, so he didn't know if he was going to re-sign, which he probably isn't. I doubt he's probably going to retire after his contract's up. But, so, yeah, I think he just didn't want to be there if Aaron wasn't there, so he left. And
That's valid, I guess.
Yeah, but it's not working out for him.
Green Bay's going to be a mess after A-Rod's gone.
Yeah, that's going to be a tough one for them. But, yeah, I agree. I mean, me and one of my friends back home, we're really big on the 49ers. We've been big on them ever since they made the Super Bowl. 3 years ago now, and the only really issue I have with them is just Jimmy. He's really the only issue I have.
He's just
terrible. Like, you know, sometimes he looks really good where I'm like, he makes good throws, he makes good decisions. I'm like, okay, Jimmy, you keep doing this, you're fine. And then he'll just throw a ball into like triple coverage and he'll get intercepted. And I'm like, yeah, what are you doing? But they have a lot of weapons. They have McCaffrey, they just traded for George Kittle, one of the best tight ends in the league. Debo.
George Kittle's good, but his helmet is just so ugly.
Yeah, he's got the Power Ranger helmet.
It's just so nasty.
I don't know. That's apparently that helmet is better now for like because it's like reduced chances of getting a concussion or something like that. So a lot of like the guys who have injury issues, they use that one now, which it does look weird, but if it helps, then you know what, it helps.
Hey, I guess so.
All the power to him. But yeah, so that's gonna do it for this segment. We're gonna go into the NBA when we come back. Anything else to touch on before we go?
Go Bills, go. See you in the Super Bowl, whether we do it the easy way or the hard way. We're bouncing back.
I really hope so. We'll be back after these quick few messages.
The Press Box on CKDJ 107.9.
Welcome back to the Press Box,
CKDJ's longest running show.
I'm Josh. That's Greg. That's Connor. And we are back.
Yes, we are.
With another installment of
NBA
the Press Box
segment.
Yes, sir.
Joshua.
Also, I got access to the website, so all the episodes will be going up on the website. Probably do that tonight, actually, or something.
Like every single
we still
one?
Have like
everyone that we've recorded.
We have a good amount up right now, but yeah, we don't have all.
You joined and stuff like yes. To all be on there.
Yes.
Yeah.
Because I can get my Jujar Kara prediction off that as well. He's looking good. I think he has one goal, but we'll save that for the NHL segment. We're talking about the NBA.
Yeah, Josh, go ahead. Start off.
Can we start off with Wiseman?
No, first we're going to start off with the Lakers got another dub. That's what we're starting it off
This
with.
Is why I wanted to start off with Wiseman, because this is going to be just
now we're
pathetic. This is pathetic.
Look at what
this
guy just did. Look
at what he did. The Lakers got their third win against Brooklyn without LeBron. The Lakers now move to 3-10 on the season, and 3-0 without LeBron James.
Six-man Russ.
Who would have thought?
Six-man Russ.
Well, he started the last few games because LeBron's been out. But anyways.
Never mind. I don't
what do you guys, think about the Lakers being 3-0 without LeBron? I'm really getting on this hype train of just trade LeBron. Because, honestly, you're going to get the most value out of him still. I think a lot of teams will want him. And, you know, maybe we can get some picks back. Because right now...
Is it like you play better as a system without LeBron?
He's only out there to literally get his points so he can pass Kareem. That's the only reason he's there. He doesn't care about playing winning basketball. He doesn't play defense. He's shooting, like, 15% from three on the season.
So what if you ship him off to the Cavs and bring in, like... Actually, the Cavs wouldn't give you crap.
Well, I mean, if we got, like... A few good shooters from them and stuff. Cool. I'll take
what about
it.
Like Caris LeVert for Braun?
Give me Caris, Kevin Love because the contracts match there, and then like a pick, and I'll take it.
Does he have a no trade?
But I don't think we have. He might. Actually.
Who? Kevin?
No, LeBron.
LeBron will go back to Cleveland.
I don't know if he will.
I don't think he would either.
If he's getting traded, he wants to go somewhere where they're absolute garbage, and he's guaranteed to play with his son in the next like 2 years.
I mean, yeah, Josh, we were talking about this literally the other day. And because you were telling me you think that maybe trading LeBron's not like the worst idea in the world.
LeBron could not play for the Utah Jazz. I guess they're good.
Well, I mean, if he has a no-trade clause, he's going to be like, yeah, I'm not going there.
Yeah.
So, but I think it's not a terrible idea either. Like, you get some picks back. You get some pieces that you might be able to use in the future. And then LeBron's happy if he might go somewhere where he gets to play with his son. You know, it's kind of a win-win. And, I mean, they're 3-0 without LeBron right now, as you said. So, would you be mad if they traded LeBron? Like, if suddenly just shipped him off?
Do they look, like, much better without him?
Yeah.
Like, much better?
I'd say so. Because when LeBron's out there, man, like, it's just 5-on-4 the whole time.
Yeah.
Because he's not played a lick of defense. And somehow we're still top 5 in defense. I don't get it.
Because LeBron, Pat Bev.
Well, yeah, but still. We're playing 5-on-4 the whole game, and we're still, like, top 5
in
defense.
Yeah, that's
kind of crazy. Besides that, though, we can move on from the Lakers. Yeah, we talk about Wiseman.
So what happened? He was pretty good last season, no?
Wiseman?
Yeah.
Dude, he played like 10 games last
year. Okay, well, then wasn't he a top pick?
He was a number one overall pick.
Wasn't he three?
I know he was top pick.
It was the LaMelo's draft.
I'm thinking of Mobley, I think.
Evan Mobley? Yeah, he's on the Cavs.
I'm thinking of Mobley.
But no, Wiseman, there is news around Wiseman. He's been sent back to the G League because he's been absolute dookie this year.
Yeah. And they don't want him in the rotation anymore.
I think the big thing with Golden State that's super scary for, I think, a lot of teams is they still have so much trade potential.
Yeah.
You can move Moody, Kuminga, Wiseman, and you can still get a star player out of that.
Yeah.
Because it's three guys with pretty high ceilings, and they proved, like, last year they were all pretty decent. The thing with Wiseman and the Warriors is the Warriors don't giving post touches, and Wiseman's a guy that needs the ball to be effective.
So what
if he can't play any defense.
Would you, like, trade him to, like, the Suns? Replace Ayton?
I mean, if they were willing, I don't think Ayton would like to be in Golden State, though, because like I just said, like, Ayton wants to go to somewhere where he's the guy, and in Golden State, he's literally just going to be setting picks and getting dump-off passes. So
rebounds, and that's it.
Yeah, that's,
isn't that what he does on Phoenix, though?
Pretty much. So that's my. I don't think he wants to go from Phoenix to Golden State.
Yeah.
The only difference is he'll actually have a winning chance in Golden State and probably not in Phoenix, in my opinion. So.
Yeah. How about the Warriors have not won an away game this year?
Yeah.
All in seven.
Kind of weird. Usually they're pretty decent on the road.
Yeah.
Bro, the Lakers are so booty. What the heck?
You know what, Connor? I don't care.
What happened, bro?
We're tanking for Victor so the Pelicans can get him, okay?
I was about to say, what are you taking for? We don't have a pick.
So the Pelicans can get him. We want New Orleans.
Do you see that Zion interview?
Yeah.
What do you rate my defense?
Yeah, the Drewski.
That was hilarious.
Yeah, he literally sounded exactly like Drewski. I was like, dude, this guy needs to get off Drewski's.
You need to start balling. You need to start playing defense and get off Instagram Reels.
Washington, been a big surprise this year. They're at 8-6 right now, fifth in the East. Very surprising. Actually,
stop.
Connor, earlier on the Free Throw on Extended podcast with me and Andrew Smith.
On all
Andrew
platforms?
Called it. Not yet, it's only YouTube still. Andrew said, Kyle Kuzma has the potential to be an All-Star this year. I literally called him out for it. I was like, that's the stupidest thing I've ever heard. Kyle Kuzma sucks.
I bullied this kid.
Connor bullied him for about a week. Kyle Kuzma is looking like an all-star starter this year.
Kyle Kuzma is absolutely
isn't he averaging like 25 points a game?
Yeah, he's like he had a 40-point game this year.
Oh my god.
Yeah, it's kind of painful.
It's so painful because
yeah, Josh, how does it feel that the Lakers just shipped him off and now he's playing good?
Well, no, dude, that even hurts even more. It hurts for me because I look like a clown.
I look at all the young Lakers players we traded. Brandon Ingram was an all-star. Julius Randle was an all-star, led his team to the fourth seed in the East. Kyle Kuzma looking like an all-star. D'Lo, he was an all-star. Jordan Clarkson, best six man in the league.
Yeah.
Zubac, a great starting center.
Mm-hmm.
It's like literally six guys we got rid of. Josh Hart, great piece on Portland.
Yeah.
Seven guys.
I like Josh
Hart. Lonzo Ball, solidify himself as a good player in the NBA. Eight guys.
Yeah.
We all had. We had a great young core.
A lot of those guys were top 10 picks. Lonzo. Like
and guess what? Guess what? We traded away for a ring, so I'm happy.
Yeah,
I'm happy.
Well, you can't really complain. Yeah.
In the bubble, bro.
Dude. Hey, man. Ring's a ring.
This is how I know you're not a basketball player, because the bubble was the most raw basketball.
Yeah, I know, but it was like the highest level of basketball we've seen in years.
I know.
Like, it was
crazy.
But
you would rather win a chip in front of your fans, no?
I don't care. I was watching that thing, and I was like, let's go.
No, bubble basketball was crazy. I mean, TJ Warren looked sick.
Last team I want to touch on. Well, other news, Jaren Jackson Jr. may have made his return by the time this podcast comes out because he's questionable tonight against, I don't remember who they're playing. I think it's a bad team.
Is there any WNBA news?
They play Pelicans. Shut up, Connor. Actually, I think there was some news, but I don't remember what it was. So, yeah, JJJ might be back for the Grizzlies. That's really good for them, obviously. He was a big piece for them last year. Luka Daddy, still a god. Love that guy. Yeah, Minnesota, garbage. Happy about that.
But D'Lo.
Yeah, he actually had a really good game the other day.
I know.
Yeah, like, I love D'Lo. 28.
Yeah.
And then in other news, I don't know do we talk about this 2 weeks ago?
What?
The new jerseys?
Oh, no, we didn't.
We did it for the NHL.
Oh, my God.
So we're going to.
So nasty.
Was it the city jerseys?
Yeah. No. NBA city jerseys, 2023.
This is probably the worst league drop of jerseys I've ever seen in my life. Not one of them is good other than the Spurs, which you
Spurs
guys
is
like.
Sick. Houston, I like.
That's about it.
Yeah, the rest of them are pretty garbage. Not going to lie.
New Orleans.
Well, what's your favorite?
My favorite is the Spurs, hands down.
I like the Jazz.
I like the Jazz, but they do that all the time.
Well, yeah, but that's just classic. It's nice.
Yeah, so like
Miami's isn't bad either.
Hawks was like copy paste from last year.
Yeah,
I feel like the Celtics was too. Chicago's literally just their average away jersey, their white one.
Yeah,
or their home jersey. Sorry.
If it ain't broke, don't fix it.
New York's jersey looks the exact same as every other jersey they've ever had.
Yep. I think they've had that jersey before.
The Raptors need to stop milking the OVO thing.
I hate it so much. I hate the OVO design.
Like, please just, the next jersey they release, please be the baby Raptor. Like, bring it back.
That's what I want. I want the purple Raptor,
yeah,
man.
But it wasn't even this. Like, literally just copy and paste the one from the 90s with the
literally,
black back,
that's all I want.
Purple front, yeah. Bring it back because that was a sick jersey.
Washington, I think, thought they were Miami for
a bit.
I don't,
like, the Lakers ones are okay. I wish they did a bit more, but
the Lakers, I thought they just did those ones, like,
you know what I hate? You know, I think we can all agree. I think we know, actually, Josh, you may like it, but I don't like the Golden State one at all. I think it's terrible.
Okay.
Wait, where's the Warrior ones on there? Oh, there it is. Oh, my God, it's so, and the shorts, too.
Okay, listen. This is the thing, though, is it was a very poor design. Like, the Rose is, like, it's kind of a cool concept.
No, it's a cool idea.
Yeah,
it's a cool
idea.
I don't think it was
bad
executed
execution.
Well. Yeah.
Dude, they tuck the Rose in.
Exactly.
You can't see
the whole
Rose.
You
just see the top of the yellow.
Yeah,
you know what would be cool? If the whole Rose was, like, on the jersey.
It's because it's ugly as heck.
No, I think it was
so
a cool
like,
concept.
No,
was, yeah, bad
honestly,
execution.
If the Rose is, like, spread across the whole jersey, like, it just at the top, too, I think it would look a lot better. But it's just the bottom, and then you tuck it in, and it
really? I think it would look worse that way.
No, I
think so.
I like how it fades from black to gold.
I think if they did something with like maybe if they added like the thorns or something.
To be fair though, their whole problem was that they moved from Oakland.
Yeah.
If they just kept that, they would have had the sick Oakland jerseys.
I low key like the Bucks one. I know they're not really a blue team, but like it's a not bad jersey.
Yeah, it's not too bad. The Charlotte jersey. I don't think I can say the word on the podcast, but not ideal.
I don't
know
who approved
that. Like, actually, who approved
that? They literally just have this jersey, except it's white instead of black.
Yeah, true. Yeah. It's purple, actually.
Or, yeah, my bad, purple.
But still, it's a mid-jersey.
I mean, it's all right. The Sun one is booty.
This Orlando jersey is literally just the regular jerseys.
Yeah. I don't like the Portland one. The PDX is Portland. I hate that one.
Whoa.
Yeah. Where is it on the thing?
Bottom.
Bottom left.
Bottom left.
Oh, yeah.
Bottom.
Oh, yeah. No, that's
dude,
not.
Like, what?
Yeah.
Like, it makes no sense.
That's bad.
And then Washington's I kind of like.
I kind of like pink. It too. I don't know. I kind of like the pink.
Yeah, but I think.
And they make their court pink too.
Listen,
so
yeah.
I think of Kuz wearing that, it just pisses me off.
Dude, Kuz looks fire in it because he's a big fashion
I know.
Model.
Exactly. And it just pisses
Took
me off.
Took that down the walkway.
Man. Oh my gosh. But no, they're not too bad. What's that one right next to Miami with the 12 on it?
Memphis.
That one doesn't look too bad from from a distance.
I keep forgetting that you guys have a different picture. Yeah, it's Memphis. I have them like flat. Like, I have them like flat. I like Cleveland's too, the white and gold. It's pretty sick.
Oh, no, Memphis's doesn't look too bad.
It's like the Vancouver ones, like way back in the day.
Yeah.
Well, what is this Pacers one?
That's trash. Is
what
it is.
Man.
It's garbage.
Keep doing these like race car looking things. Like I don't know, like garbage. The stripes, like the race car stripes. It's stupid.
Was there any other news that came out? I thought I saw something, but
We can talk about Embiid scoring 101 points inside
goodness.
Of 24 hours.
Embiid?
Yeah, that might
have been my fantasy.
Lucky you.
Let me tell you.
Is this the team that you drafted on free throw line extended? They have.
Yeah, me versus Andrew head to head.
Oh, and you can watch that on YouTube.
Yep, and we actually have a video coming out on it. So, this guy had almost a 60-point quadruple-double. Oh. He had 59, I think 12 boards, eight assists, 7 blocks. I can't see it from here.
Oh.
11 boards. Godly. Game before that, 42 points.
He dropped 59 points?
Yeah, bro. He
literally had 101 points inside of 24 hours.
And also, Darius Garland had 51 earlier in the day.
Yeah, okay, right now, are you taking Embiid or Jokic?
I'd probably still go Jokic.
I like the Joker. That's just me.
I know Jokic. Yeah, he's had a pretty slow start to the season, but I also think it's him trying to get MPJ and Jamal Murray kind of back on track.
Yeah, it's
he's averaging like still like 20, 10, and like 8 assists or something crazy. But
yeah,
can I ask a question?
Yeah, what's up?
Best NBA player not from North America.
Going Giannis.
He has to be right. He's kind of like the runaway favorite for that.
I was kind of feeling like Luka a little bit, but
I really like
or
Luka.
Dirk.
Oh, we're talking all time.
Yeah, or Dirk. We make it all time.
I mean, all time, I'd still go Giannis. Yeah, this guy's already had a crazy Hall of Fame.
I just think he's probably like a top 75 player already, no?
And I think what makes...
He's arguably a top 15 player.
I think what makes Giannis so special is the story.
Yeah.
You know? But I think Dirk and Luka have a shout.
Yeah. So Luka, I think, is like more talented than Giannis, but Giannis is just...
Insane.
In terms of basketball, like he's the player you're going to
create. Sometimes effort beats talent or whatever the saying is.
Hard work beats
hard
talent.
When talent fails to work hard.
Yeah.
There you go.
I mean, Giannis is the best player in the world right now. Like, I don't really think it's an argument anymore. Like, I know people like
only
to hate
he had
him,
a three in his game, like a consistent three.
It's getting better. He's
this
like
year, actually,
something.
He hasn't been terrible.
You know what? That's actually funny. The fact that Giannis has developed a three before Ben Simmons.
Dude, Ben Simmons is out of the lineup.
Is pathetic.
He's on the bench.
Yeah,
now.
He actually doesn't even
ben
play anymore.
Ben Simmons is the worst basketball player of all time. And I'm going to say it. He's trash.
I think he had, like, probably the biggest crash.
I don't know what's wrong with that guy.
Yeah, had a pretty bad one. Like MVP and then just went, woo.
Yeah, but at least he had MVP.
That's just because he got blackballed from the league. Ben Simmons is literally just garbage.
Ben Simmons is like, the league should blackball him. They should just kick him out for being trash. Put him in the G League? I bet you I could average more.
I don't know about that one.
No, I do.
No, definitely not.
I do.
I don't think you realize the skill gap between NBA players and you.
No. Ben Simmons is bootalicious. The problem, the difference between me and Ben Simmons is I don't pretend to be an NBA player. He does. If I can get paid $20 million to sit down too, bro. Like split the check.
It's more than 20.
Yeah.
He got a max deal, so he's like 30.
Max.
A few years ago.
He's got all the money in the world right now.
Oh my god. Well, yeah, bro. Just retire. Like honestly, Ben, just retire. You're trash. You don't do anything. You sit on the bench. You can't shoot. Maybe you can play defense. Maybe.
I don't even know if he can do that crazy. Well,
he got crossed. He's fouls. He almost has as many fouls as points this season.
And Ben Simmons was so hyped.
You know how hard that is to do?
I was about to say that's like impossible.
Like, he scores, like, 4 points, picks up 6 fouls.
Ben, get out of the league, bro. Honestly, he should just retire.
Go to Taiwan. Bring Dwight back. You go to Taiwan. We'll trade you. We'll trade you for Brittany Griner, actually. There you go. There's your WNBA news for the day.
She is not doing too
well. Well, all right. We're going to shift into the next segment here because we're done right now. Nice little shout there.
NHL next?
NHL next. We had a nice little shout to the WNBA there. Shout out to the Instagram comments. But we're going to move on to the NBA or to the NHL.
Lauren.
We're moving on. WNBA. See you after these messages.
There you are.
The Press Box on CKDJ 107.9.
Welcome back to The Press Box.
CKDJ's longest running show.
That's Greg. I'm Josh. That's Connor.
And we are now shifting into the NHL. We've had a nice start to the season. Maybe not for some other teams like Connor's team.
Last time we were on the press box, they were doing well. They're above the Avalanche.
Yeah, they were like I think like third
and
place in the division.
I said, please start to suck because I want Bedard, and they did.
And it's so happening now.
You know what? I'm not even mad.
Yeah. You guys have gold this year, no?
Not even mad. Yeah, I mean, we need to.
Like, if you guys don't get Bedard, then it's a failed season.
For sure.
Yeah, but we can finish dead last. We're still not getting first pick because that's just the NHL doesn't like us. But let's see, where are we?
You think they would?
I mean, we're still doing better than I want.
You're still 500.
We're doing better than I want. But how are the Blues bad? Predators are bad.
Yeah, I'm surprised the Blues have been that bad. I really am.
Even the Preds. The Preds got a great D line.
Yeah. And they were good last year, too. They made the playoffs and everything. They
You guys are better than Arizona? That's not good.
Well, that's not hard.
It's not hard to be better than Arizona.
I get that.
They literally play.
If you want the first pick, you guys got to be.
I mean, I'm surprised Arizona already has 6 wins in 15 games. That's a lot for them.
It's the mullet, bro.
Yeah, it is the mullet. Actually, and I'm pretty sure because the arena's so small, they've actually been selling out like every game.
They have an atmosphere.
Yeah, they actually have some fans now. So,
well, it holds 10K.
Is New Jersey supposed to be good?
Yeah, New Jersey's actually a wagon right now. I'm not gonna lie.
Yeah, they're on a 9-game win streak or something.
Yeah, they're on a 9-game.
I thought they were supposed to be bad.
Honestly, last year they were bad, but they have like really good young pieces. Like they have like Jesper Bratt, really good. They have Jack Hughes, Nico
Fischer, young talent Dawson is just Mercer. Insane.
But 12-3?
Yeah.
Their young core is just insane.
No,
bro.
They have really good
young
players.
They've drafted well every year. It's just taken everyone a while to settle
and
in.
And literally they've had the first overall pick like 3 times in like the last 10 years. Like it's been crazy.
Yeah, Heischer.
Yeah.
Hughes, and then I don't know who the other one is.
Yeah, I don't know. Actually, might only be 2. But
they've been top.
Yeah, like
10.
They've been really, really, like they were definitely building. You can look at their team and just think, like, yo, they could actually definitely do something once they all put it together. And this year seems like the year they're actually putting it together because their young talent's kind of all clicking.
Yeah.
They have a veteran defenseman, and Dougie Hamilton, who's still really good.
Love Dougie.
Vitek Vanacek has also been really good for them. He was in Washington last year, and now he's been really good for New Jersey. And they have Mackenzie Blackwood, who's still recovering from an injury. Yeah. But, yeah, they have a good team, good young team.
Do we want to talk about the Leafs? Because I think Murray's coming back. I think Murray's coming back tonight.
Yeah, Murray's actually playing his first game back in a month today against his former team, Pittsburgh, so that should be fun. We'll see how he plays. Hey, he hasn't played in a month, and he's probably still a little stiff because he hurt his groin, which is why he's been out for so long.
It's bad injuries.
Yeah, groin injuries are tough. So we'll see. We'll see how he looks when he comes tonight. Hopefully, he plays well. But yeah, the Leafs are kind of back on track after they had a really bad start to the year. Boston still looks like a wagon as well.
Yeah, Boston's good.
Yeah,
which is surprising because you'd look start of the season, you wouldn't have thought.
I still thought that like the Bruins, Leafs, and Lightning and Florida were still going to be like the top 4 teams in the Atlantic. I didn't expect Boston to be this good though. I thought they'd be like 4th in the Atlantic.
Yeah.
But they've only lost 2 games. One of them was to the Leafs, by the way. So ha. But
get it in.
Really
just rubbing in quickly.
Sens suck.
That's not a surprise.
They need to fire their coach.
I was saying this before the season started. People were getting hyped because of the Drew thing, the DeBrincat thing, and they're like, oh wow. We
on paper, great team, trash.
Huh.
On paper, great team.
Yeah, on paper, they're forwards. If you look at their forwards, they're like, good forward. Their defense is terrible.
Zaitsev's got sent down.
Yeah, he got
sent
down.
Didn't get claimed. Don't blame anyone.
Yeah,
that obviously means that they couldn't find a trade for him.
Well, yeah, obviously. I mean, who's going to trade for Nikita Zaitsev?
And he's getting paid way too much.
Yeah.
I think they need to fire their coach. They need to bring in Barry Trotz.
Honestly, I think that's probably a good call,
but
too.
But my question is, can they fire their coach when their team's for sale, or do they need to wait for an owner to make decisions like that?
No, they could definitely fire him for sure.
And bring in someone like Trotz without
like
that money
the
from the owner.
For sale doesn't mean the guy's still not around.
Yeah, but doesn't the owner not have the say on those decisions?
I mean, he probably gets like notified like, hey, we're gonna do this.
And
if he really doesn't want it and be like, no, I really don't want that. I really don't know how much authority he has because he really has nothing to do with the team other than he owns it. Like besides that, I don't think the
family of him.
Oh well, yeah, but I mean, they're still looking for. Ryan Reynolds is going to buy it, right?
Or something. No, I don't think so.
It's going to be like him with like a group of people.
Yeah, because he's looking for like some more like...
Frig, no, he can't afford that.
I mean, yeah, they need to get like a whole team to like be able to thing, but to buy it. But yeah, so I'm pretty sure DJ Smith will get fired eventually. I'm not sure if it's going to happen
Bring
yet.
Bring in Trotz. That's the only way I can see them
I think it's a good idea. Get like a good veteran coach to coach up the young guys because they still have a lot of young talent.
Boring hockey, but at least you'll be winning.
Yeah, honestly. And like they can score goals too. Like they scored 51 goals, but like they've allowed 53. So like their defense is, once again, I said this before the year, that was going to be their issue was defense. They're not going to have an issue on offense. And it's looking like that's the case. They've allowed 53 goals, and they every game they play at least is kind of semi-entertaining because they score a lot of goals, but they also allow a lot of them. Yeah, they're 2-7-1 in their last 10.
Red Wings aren't too bad, eh?
Yeah, the Red Wings aren't terrible. They also have some good, nice young pieces like Raymond. I mean, Dylan Larkin's not that young anymore, but...
Sider.
Yeah, Moritz Sider is probably like one of the best young defensemen in the league.
No, he's on.
And then they have Nedeljkovic in net, I think.
Oh, they do?
Yeah.
I love Nedeljkovic.
Yeah, he's not a bad player. He's solid. I don't really know why the Canes gave up on him, too, like a few years ago.
Niagara Ice Dogs legend.
Yeah.
Yeah. Led us to the OHL final, but we lost to the Knights.
Why are you speaking like you're... Like
Ice Dogs fan, buddy. Anthony DeFugio was the captain that year. It was a tough loss.
Damn. How about my Kings, eh? Sixth in the league.
Are they?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, they're 10-7.
Oh,
yeah,
my gosh.
They've been good. They've scored 61 goals.
With who?
The offense is humming right now.
Who would have thought?
I guess, didn't they bring in Fiala?
Yeah, they brought Fiala from Minnesota. Dude. That definitely helped, too.
Who did?
Our goal against is also really bad, though.
Yeah, they allowed 63 goals, yeah.
Somehow we're winning.
I think that's, like, top 5 to 8 in the league with goals allowed. I could be wrong.
It is currently.
I think it is.
Can we see the players?
It's third in the league for most goals allowed.
Player stats, yeah.
Is it, if you just click players, will that bring it up? Or
players?
Oh, no.
Yeah, we're third in the league for goals against.
Dang.
Somehow we have a positive record allowing 2 more goals then.
But the NHL has definitely been really entertaining this year, I have to say. Sure. Standard of hockey has definitely been on note. Let's see if we can bring up the...
Yeah, we have the point leaders here. So, I mean, obviously McDavid's still doing his thing. 32 points in 16 games. I mean, he has 15 goals too. I think he has the most goals in the league.
Is Robertson really that good?
Jason Robertson, yeah, he's been really good this so far.
It's crazy when you look at that and you see the two guys on Edmonton top 2 in points.
Yeah, it's crazy seeing that. I think it's kind of, I'm kind of used to it now because it feels like they've been doing that for like the past like 2-3 years now. Like they led the team in points in the league in points like the last 2 years. I'm pretty sure Draisaitl's still really good, but I'm not gonna lie. I think McDavid kind of wants to win the Rocket. Like I think he's like, you know what? I've been a playmaker my whole career. I think I just want to score goals now, and he's still doing that.
So
like,
it begs the question: best duo in NHL history?
I think honestly, it might be. It's probably recency bias. Like I know some old heads are probably gonna be like, "Oh well, back in this day, it was
Like Messier, Gretzky, exactly, of course, and you have Jagr, Lemieux, and then you could also maybe bring in Malkin, Crosby, or Backstrom, Ovi." But I definitely think,
what they're doing is like kind of like on another level.
It's insane.
Opinion.
This has never been seen before. So definitely,
Leon has 28 points in 16 games, and then Connor's 32 in 16. Like I mean, that's wild.
32 points in 16 games.
Yeah, like that's wild. That's definitely actually crazy.
That's Erling Haaland numbers.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's insane.
No, it's not.
But you said yeah.
No, I mean, I didn't catch it right away.
I know. I thought I could slide that one in there. I could slid that in there. Go over your heads.
But, Mikko Rantanen is still really good for Colorado. David Pastrnak scored. No, he hasn't actually been scoring that much. 9 goals, 16 games is still a lot, but, like, he's usually in the Rocket conversation every year. McKinnon's only scored 4 goals in 14 games.
Oh, there's Fiala.
Yeah, Robertson's been really good, as you just said. He's been really good for Dallas this year. I actually didn't think he was doing numbers like that, but he is. Eric Karlsson is somehow 8th in points. That's crazy.
He's having a crazy bounce back after such a long
time being trash.
Yeah, garbage. But does he make his return to Ottawa?
Probably not, no. But who knows? Maybe Ottawa will trade for him during the season.
Well, I guess the Sharks would want to offload him. But at this point, Ottawa's in for Bedard.
I don't think they are.
Well,
I think they still want to win, even though they're not good.
Yeah.
Because, like, they're still trying to win games.
There's still lots of hockey left. Yeah. They can get it going. Yeah. Like, one run.
I mean, we're only, like, 2-3 weeks into the season.
Thank God there's a lot of hockey left, because the Hawks need to start sucking.
Yeah, you need them to start sucking to get Bedard.
A lot. Don't trade Kane, though, because they don't want to see him leave. But
I think they will trade him at the trade deadline.
I know, but it...
They kind of have to, though. They want to lose games. They need to trade him.
I know, but
and you could probably get a decent return for Kane. Still Patrick Kane.
Yeah, and get rid of Taves, too. Actually, no, Taves can stay because he's kind of trash.
Yeah, he's a little old now.
He show loyalty, but...
Does he play on, like, the third line?
Yeah, I think he plays lower than Jujhar Kara, so... No.
that's saying something.
Athanasiou has actually been playing well for us, and I'm kind of upset.
You're upset that you got a tank. Yeah. Can't be having that. Can't be having people playing well on your team.
Please stop.
How's Peter Mrazek playing?
He's Peter Mrazek. Okay, he started off good, and then he's had some mid games. But our defense is trash, so it's hard to, the difference between what the stats say and what it's actually like.
Yeah, for sure. Let's get into injuries real quick. Just to give a quick update on that. Thomas Chabot's going to be out for a week with a concussion. So Ottawa's D gets even weaker than it already is now because Chabot is literally
Zub's
their best
still
defenseman.
Out, I think. Is Zub still out?
I think so. Yeah. He's still out too. So yeah, their defense just keeps getting weaker and weaker. Laine is going to be out for 3 to 4 weeks with an ankle injury, even though he literally just came back from another injury that he was nursing. I forget what the other one was, but he was also out for a few weeks, and now he's going to be out for 3-4 more weeks, right, as soon as he came back. So that's kind of tough because Laine is, like, one of the most, honestly, he's probably one of the most entertaining players to watch just because his shot is, like, crazy good. So, like, you just, anytime you see him with the puck, he's kind of just really entertaining. You know, he was the number two picked in the Matthews draft, and he kind of hasn't really had the same career as Matthews ever since he got traded. But Columbus, you know, they haven't been very good either this
year. Who do you think won that trade? Laine or Dubois? Like, who do you think won that?
I think the Jets won it only because they just have a better team overall. So, like, they have better pieces. Dubois still, like, a good player. But in terms of goal scoring, like, give me Laine all day. That guy's shot is crazy. But I think, how bad have they been? They've been really bad this year, eh? Or are they in the West? No, are they in the East? Am I stupid? Yes, they are. 4-9. Yeah, they've been very bad. Which is crazy considering they just got Johnny Gaudreau, signed him to a big deal. Laine was supposed to be playing well, but he got injured, so he's not been playing. I actually don't know who's their goalie. I don't even know.
Who?
Blue Jackets.
Is it Merzlikins?
Or Korpisalo, one of those guys. But yeah, they haven't been very good. The Penguins have been kind of struggling too a little bit. Kind of have a tough start to the year. They're playing tonight, so we'll see how they do against the Leafs. Yeah, there's not too much else to talk about, to be honest. I think we still have some time.
Vegas has been gross.
Oh yeah, Vegas is once again also a wagon. I'm not gonna lie, they're very good.
Well, last year they made a trade like at the deadline, right? Like they made a trade early in the year.
Oh, they traded Eichel? For Jack Eichel, yeah.
Yeah, and then he was out.
Yeah, because he had to get like a neck surgery. I think he's good. Yeah, he got it in the offseason, and now he's good, and he's back playing. I actually don't know how good he's been this year. I haven't really been paying too much attention to Vegas because they're on the West Coast.
Because who even likes Vegas?
Yeah, literally, they don't have fans. They're a really good team, but they don't have fans.
Well, I mean, maybe in Las Vegas, but not internationally.
They only have fans because people are like, what are we going to do?
Yeah, they're like, what else should
we
do?
We can actually go to the casinos.
Yeah.
That's pretty much it.
There's probably a casino in the arena.
Probably.
They probably do have one. I won't be surprised.
You're probably sitting watching the game and you can gamble.
But yeah, honestly, this begs the question. I really think, I'm also surprised the Jets are first in the Central. I thought it was going to be like the Avs or like the Stars, but yeah, the Jets have taken control
there. Like you always
say.
The hangovers after getting
true. Yeah.
Yeah, the Jets are really flying.
Yeah, I'm surprised they've been this good because, like, honestly, their team's solid, but I didn't think they'd be crazy good. But yeah, they're 7-2-1 in their last 10. Like, done a good job. And they also have Connor Hellebuck, one of the best goalies in the league.
Pun, Connor.
It was a good pun.
It was so bad.
I didn't even hear it.
The Jets are flying.
Anyways, we'll be back with the next segment. I think we'll be talking MMA.
Yeah, MMA.
UFC.
The Press Box on CKDJ 107.9.
CKDJ's longest running show.
I'm Josh. That's Greg. That's Connor. And we're going to jump right into combat sports. I'm not just going to call it MMA because we're going to talk about
Floyd.
That was a terrible fight.
We'll talk about it later. Let's talk about UFC 281.
So to start, 281. Yeah. Phenomenal card. The boys came over and watched it. Thank you, boys, for coming.
Of course, Josh.
Connor is a hassle to deal with in the house.
Yeah.
I cooked for him. I cleaned up after him, and the whole time it wasn't enough for him. So, yeah. Connor's mom, I feel bad.
Yeah, it wasn't
probably
good
terrible.
Yeah.
He was loud. He was spilling drinks. He was doing everything.
I literally brought him. He asked me for sauce. I brought him down 4 different sauces, and he started yelling at me because the presentation wasn't good.
And he
enough.
Barely ate any of it.
Yeah, he didn't even use it.
The plate wasn't clean. I need good plating. You forgot the lamb sauce. It was raw. we're going to have to get you on Hell's Kitchen because that was unacceptable. I'm going to call in Bar Rescue. My taquito was hard on the outside, soft on the inside. Like,
you've never even had a taquito before that.
Like,
how would
you
know
what taquitos?
Like?
And you're like, what even is that?
It's just unacceptable. It's unacceptable.
Made taquitos. He had like 6 of them and he kept saying they're bad. Kept scrubbing them down.
Yeah, he kept mucking taquitos.
No, they
like,
were pretty fire, except they were a little spicy, so you could have warned me or something. Maybe got me a water.
They're not spicy. That's
You had the brews.
The cold brew, yeah. I didn't have the coffee beside
Yeah, the coffee, yeah.
Anyways, 281, great time. Well, just quickly, prelim card. Molly McCann got absolutely destroyed.
No.
Molly, do the impression. No, I'm not going to do it. Do the impression, please.
I can't do the Scouse accent.
Oh, my God. Okay, whatever.
I have to stay at home.
Dominic Reyes, once again, went to the Shadow Realm. Yeah. That's three of his last four fights. He's been absolutely sent.
It was bad.
Yep.
Everyone says the John Jones effect. I really think it's the Blachowicz, Jiří, and Ryan Spann effect. I don't really think Jones did much to him, but those guys all knocked him into oblivion. I missed that fight because I was making Connor food. So let's just go to the main card.
Don't sound like that. That's
what it
mean.
Was. It was about to start, and you're like, go make me taquitos. No, I spent the whole time upstairs.
You could have came down while they were cooking.
No, I can't leave.
You can't leave.
Like, literally, safety 101. You can't leave the freaking oven. You have to sit there and watch it. Hello?
You obviously don't have a very trustworthy oven.
No, it's just...
Me and my oven have a bond, and I trust it. So when I put the Delicio in, I can go sit on the couch and...
Anyways,
well, how far is the couch from here, from your oven, first of all?
5 meters.
Okay, there you go. Anyways, so then we have Dan Hooker. He got back on track on Saturday. That was a good fight.
No, it wasn't.
No, it wasn't. Oh, my God. Don't even say it.
It was a good fight.
I forgot.
It was a good fight because Dan Hooker won.
No.
Yeah,
okay. Who is Puelas?
Because Dan Hooker looked really good.
Puelas? Retire, you useless sack of tomatoes.
Okay.
You suck. That was the worst fight I've ever seen in my life. I know you have a foot fetish. Just drop out of the UFC. You suck.
Puelas pretty much kept doing the Umunari role because he refused to actually stand with Dan Hooker, which rightfully so. Dan Hooker's a really good striker typically, but it was bad. He just literally did everything.
Never give him a fight again. Dana, don't give this Puelas little...
Well, he doesn't make the fights.
So. I don't care. Whoever makes the fights, you listen to me, and you listen to me good. If I see this Puelas kid on a card again... It's over for the entire UFC. I'm dropping the blackmail.
What are you going to blackmail him for?
I don't know, but I'll figure it out.
Okay.
And then Frankie Edgar fought, and that was a sad one. It was his last fight on his career.
Yeah.
It was his second time being knocked out by a flying knee in his last, like, three or four fights.
Yeah, the other guy did look good, though, to be fair to him.
He fought a 40-year-old Frankie Edgar. I hope he looked good. It's not too much of a win anymore.
Sorry. I just thought I'd compliment him.
And then he also got absolutely knocked out with Marlon Vera, so that was very upset. I was very sad to see him go out like that. He was obviously really sad, too. I'll try not to cry in the ring, just being like, oh, man. Joe did the classic. He's like, I'm never going to interview someone who got knocked out. Interviewed everyone that got knocked out. Good times. And then, in my opinion, probably the fight of the night.
Oh, so good. But,
pure
fight,
violence.
Fight of the year candidate?
Probably.
Yeah.
But there was some controversy.
I think Gaethje Chandler beats it, though.
So, but what do you think
fight
about...
Fight of the year?
Yeah. Because the second round was literally just on the ground.
What about Hamzat Gilbert?
That's definitely up there too.
Yeah.
What do you think about the controversy around the fish hook?
It happened.
It happens.
Yeah.
Pretty much what happened was Chandler was on his back, tried to get his hand underneath, but his hand ended up in Dustin's mouth, and then Dustin bit his hand.
Yeah.
So he couldn't pull it out, and then
it was a whole thing. It was a whole thing. Debacle.
Yeah. Doesn't really matter.
Dustin was
didn't
pretty
really do much.
Ticked off.
Doesn't matter.
About
this fight
it,
was still regardless. This fight was
great. It was
fun.
A great fight.
It was just pure violence. Yeah. Pure violence.
What? I think. I was hoping Chandler would have won.
I was happy. Dustin won. He then proceeded to call out in the press conference Benelli Dariush, which is a fun fight.
Yeah.
I think that'll be a good one. Dariush definitely deserves it. Dustin Poirier's fought the who's who in the 155 division in the last like 3-4 years.
Yeah, Dustin's the dog.
He's fought literally everybody in the top five every time.
Yeah, he's fought everyone. Yeah. The only person he hasn't fought is Islam, which I wouldn't want to fight Islam if I was in Dustin's position either. So
what's next for Chandler, though?
He wants Connor, which I'm so down for.
McGregor?
Yeah, he wants McGregor.
That'd be sick.
Make his return fight against Chandler. Chandler's a fun fight to watch always.
I think Chandler also wants it for the pay-per-view.
He wants the money.
Yeah, he wants the big
He
cart.
Needs to get his ears drained, so he needs the money.
But so I think that'll be a fun fight if that is the return fight. I think the press conferences leading up to it will be so fun because they can both trash talk. I think Chandler would knock Connor into oblivion.
I agree. I think he would send him to the Shadow Realm.
I think he would.
Yeah.
But also it'd be at 170, so who knows?
Yeah.
We'll talk about this fight because we should.
Whaley and Esparza?
Yes.
But we have to. The belt changed.
Yeah, but it was boring.
It's also diverse, Connor.
It was boring. Yeah, I know. I'm all for diversity.
You all know why Connor doesn't want to talk about it. Let's just move on.
Because it was boring and I hate Esparza. She was so annoying in the vlog series. I'm glad she got her friggin' crap choked out of her, but I still like her more than
Puelas. Person on the roster.
Yeah, nobody likes her.
She's getting booed in her home country. That would never happen to me.
Walks around stuff. Yeah, you definitely would. Wei Li looked the absolute best. She's ever looked. She just looked very dominant. She's
She's like the best for the best in that division.
She has to get through Rose for sure. That's the only problem.
I think she's better than. I know she's lost to her twice, but like,
Her wrestling looks way better.
And she can strike too. She can strike.
Yeah, but Rose is like the most technical striker in that division. So yeah, no, that'll be interesting because Wei Li might just have a really dominant run as champion.
Yeah.
And then that brings us to the main event.
The main event, which
is a very entertaining fight. Very good.
It was very entertaining.
Izzy lost, surprisingly.
Yeah.
He pretty much was up on everyone's scorecard. It was looking like he was up 3-1 probably going into the fifth. And turns out he actually hurt his perineal nerve in his leg.
Yeah.
With that when he fell in like the fifth round.
Yeah.
And then pretty much Alex just walked him down and
put
him
to sleep. I mean, you knew that if Alex landed, it was going to be over before the fight. But I feel like
Izzy... Shout out to Alex for becoming the most beatable UFC champion and
literally,
on the roster.
Anybody could beat him. Literally, like, any wrestler could beat him.
Whittaker's going to eat him alive, but they'll give it to Izzy.
I think if Whittaker shoots on him, he's just going to land one shot and Whittaker's going out.
You think?
Yeah, his chin's in question. Yeah. Whittaker gets rocked every fight now. If Alex touches him, he's going out.
But I feel like Izzy had a chance to get him in a choke, but he just wanted to bang him. Bang his... No. Like, hit him. He wanted to hit him. He wanted to hit him in the face.
You have to realize that when you're speaking, you say those types of things, like, people take it the opposite way.
Hit him in the face. He just wanted to hit him in the face. I mean, if he did want to bang him, that's fine, too, but no.
we don't discriminate.
But yeah, no.
Hit him in the face.
Yeah, Pereira, buzzer beater save. That's the second one this year after Usman Edwards, where it looked like he really needed to get something done, and he did it.
You know what's really funny, too, is you could really tell that whole fight, just watching it, how much better Izzy is, like, honestly. But, like, obviously, I know he lost, but, like, he was kind of picking him apart, like, on the feet, like, literally almost the whole fight until, like, the third round, and then he that's when he started getting landed on.
Well, like you mentioned.
He got conservative.
Pereira was... reacting to everything.
Yeah, like every single feint Izzy threw, he was reacting. I was like, this is not good. Like, and he was getting tagged too. In the first round, he got rocked. I mean, it was kind of after the belt. But
and do you think stoppage was fair? Because I know at that time,
everyone
was mad at the stoppage. Yeah. But you watched it a few times, you're like,
yeah.
I like what you said. Championship fight, they should let it go on a little more. But
just I only say that like I'm cool with the stoppage now. When I first saw it, I was like, but now I'm cool with it now because like he was hurt obviously, and Mark Goddard didn't want Izzy to die, which is fair. But honestly, championship fight, I really don't think you can end a championship fight while somebody's still on their feet. That's just my opinion. He was going to go down regardless anyway, but that's one just more. My opinion.
He would have had his legs shut out. That's the only thing.
Yeah.
That would have been
I was fine with it, though. I thought it was a good stop.
No, that's fine.
Especially, there's an angle of it coming from over the cage where you actually see, like, a few of the shots that it looks like Izzy's dodging.
Slipped, he landed them,
He actually lands them clean on him, so I was like, that's fair. Like, it wasn't really, like, he was defending, but not intelligently.
No,
overall, good card, though.
Great card.
I think it
outstanding
broke,
card.
I think it broke the record for
the
most...
Card of the year, right?
Yeah, I think so.
Except
broke
for
the
Molly.
Record for most knockouts in the first round on the UFC main event.
Yeah.
Or pay-per-view.
Except for Molly. Molly should have won. But
dude, she got dominated.
She got dominated, yep.
Absolutely dominated.
It wasn't even...
It wasn't even close. Like, as soon as
she
the
didn't
fight
break
started,
a sweat
it was
either.
Done. Yeah.
Yeah, she should have on the ground.
Yeah.
But she'll be back.
And then afterwards, she's like...
that was cold. I was like, that was cold. That was actually cold as hell.
I was like, okay.
Yeah. Molly did should have
so,
picked her
and then
up
we have another card in like a few weeks in December. So, yeah, if the boys want to come over for that one, let me know.
There's no way I'm invited back.
This is probably going to be right before I leave, too. So.
Yeah, exactly. We'll do a going away party for Greg. Yeah.
Oh, my God. I'm going to cry.
I'll get you pizza pops this time or pizza pockets.
Wait, can we have like a... Can we like sleep over? Have some pizza pockets?
Sounds like a little...
If you want to sleep over, you can.
Can we make some like Coke floats and...
I can't have ice cream, dude.
Yeah, Josh, the washroom will not have a good time afterwards.
Okay, why don't you take some lactees and we'll all cuddle up in our sleeping bags and we'll watch the UFC.
Sure.
And then can we watch Real Steel after?
You kept going on about that on the weekend. And then on Sunday, a very lackluster card to follow up UFC. I was on my fighting high. I was so excited. And then Floyd and Deji happened, and it was the most embarrassing
thing.
Most embarrassing fight.
But
of
you
all
got
time.
Your bag. You got your bag. Oh, should we mention rest in peace?
We should probably talk about this. No, just mention it real quick.
Just rest in peace.
Anthony Rumble Johnson unfortunately passed away due to an illness.
Yeah, very sad.
If you don't know who Anthony is, he is a UFC and just MMA legend. He had the craziest knockout power. He was a specimen of a human being, and he unfortunately passed away way too young.
He was like, what, 35?
38, I think it was.
Yeah.
That's really sad.
It's very painful.
I woke up, saw that, and I was like, dang.
Yeah, I saw it too. I thought it was fake. I was like,
no way, bro. So, no, yeah, that was unfortunate. That's the second UFC fighter we lost this year.
Yeah.
Another guy lost. He passed away at 41. So, very unfortunate. Yeah. Very sad.
Rest in peace.
Yeah.
Anyways, Deji, you put on the worst fight ever, which is also
honestly
sad.
I think this is a huge W from Deji, to be honest.
You got the bag.
Because, like, well, that and he gave Floyd a black eye. I mean, like, what?
Yeah,
what
but did you see Floyd, like, when for the TKO, he was not even hitting him.
No, he was hitting him.
No, last one he was hitting them, but still not as hard as he could have.
Yeah.
And Floyd was literally pulling punches.
Yeah,
because Floyd knew at any point he could have put him to sleep and just chose not to. He just wanted to have fun.
Yeah, he was just he was dancing in there.
Yeah. No, it was
get back in the ring, just show that he was super talented still, and
it was tough.
Also, though, for Deji though, like obviously because he's probably gonna continue boxing after this, that's like a really good learning experience for him because he obviously wasn't going in there to win because we know he's not gonna win. But
could you imagine if Deji would have won?
If Deji's the one to do it,
never would have happened. But like,
puts him to sleep.
Would have been crazy. But once again, I mean, he gave Floyd a black eye. Like, I mean, that's kind of imagine be saying like, oh yeah, I gave Floyd a black eye.
No, it'd be cooler if it was Mike Tyson.
Not really though, because like you can land on Mike Tyson. you can't land on Floyd.
Listen, all I'm saying right now is that if I was like at a club and I was talking to someone, I'd be like, yeah, I would rather say I gave Mike Tyson a black eye than Floyd Mayweather.
They wouldn't believe you because if you gave Mike Tyson a black eye.
Bro, look at my
eye,
guns.
No, if you gave Mike Tyson a black eye, you would have went to sleep afterwards.
I'm not even in an open carry state and I walk around with these.
Oh,
out.
My God. Also, Greg Hardy stepping in on short notice.
Against Seam Rockman.
Is that a good fight? Is Greg Hardy good?
No, he's terrible.
He got cut from the UFC because he got knocked out like six times
in
a row.
He's so bad. I mean, honestly.
Is Vitor Belfort better?
As a fighter, yeah.
Definitely, yeah.
I don't know about a boxer, but. Yeah.
Why'd he drop?
I mean, I'm just confused why Haseem Rockman, like, Haseem Rockman's actually a boxer. Like, he's actually a legit boxer.
Yeah, because I feel like this, like,
I don't know
YouTube
why
cards,
he's fighting guys like this.
These YouTube cards make so much more money.
They do.
It's just facts.
They do, yeah. It's like, he's like, yeah, I'll just fight somebody else. It's not really like
you can
real
get
boxer.
Easy wins. You make
also,
way more money.
To knock out Greg Hardy.
Yeah, definitely. Well, he was supposed to fight Vitor Belfort, but then he tested positive for COVID. So, Greg Hardy's last minute replacement.
That sucks.
Yeah.
Fight him with COVID, bro.
Definitely not
TRT Vitor is not a thing, so it doesn't matter.
Yeah, they really, yeah. But, yeah, that's going to do it for the show today. Thank you for listening. It was a fun one. We'll be back next week.
Don't make any promises.
We'll be back next week.
We hope to be back next week. The Bills better win.
I mean, I'll still be back just so I can rant about it, but, like, we'll see how I feel.
As long as Josh doesn't tweak his old man body either. Make sure the back's all good.
The neck's good.
The ankles. Wait, that was a low blow. I'm sorry. I forgot about the.
Too soon.
Sorry.
Well, that's going to do it. Thank you for joining us. This has been the Press Box. We'll see you next week.
Love you guys.
Love you.